Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on,
suit on,
looking like a dapper dawn,
giving a mug on,
dress
like a $1 million,
diamond things in his cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together,
you could it be
Steve Harvey?
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only. Steve Harvey got a radio show. Yeah, he do. Steve Harvey got a radio show, but like I said the other day, you got something too, though, don't you? God done something wonderful for you. You just got to thank him for it. You know, in the midst of all that's going on in my life and in your life, you know, I always use myself as an example because, that way I guarantee 100% I know what I'm talking about. Here's the situation. You know, with everything that's going on in my life and all the things I'm asking God for, in the midst of a taxing and a very trying situation that's very challenging for me right now, man, God just keeps on surprising me. He keeps doing things. And I want you to look at your life for a second. Let's make two columns here. Let's make a column of all the things you want from God. You know, just do that throughout the course of the day. You know, run down a list of all the things you're asking God for, all the things you're praying for, the things you aspire to, your dreams, your visions, whatever it is. Just make a column, a list of all those things. Let's make three lists. And then the second list, I want you to make a list of everything that you've been asking God for. So I guess that could be a little bit of the same. But this third list, I want you to do a checkoff point. I want you to make a list of everything that God has given you that you've asked him for. Just think about it like that for a second. I may be explaining a little wrong right now, but I'm going to pull it together for you. Make a list of everything you're asking God for. Just list it. You know, it's okay. It's a dream board. You can call it that. I got one. It's a vision board. You know, everybody's got something you hope for. Make a list. Now, I want you to make another list of everything you've asked God for that he's given you already. See, this is a good list because sometimes, and what I've been guilty of, and maybe you too, in my request list on my dream board, I keep focusing so hard sometimes on the what I'm yet to receive. I keep focusing so hard on the what I hope he gives me. I keep focusing so hard on the things that are yet not fulfilled in my life that sometimes as he starts checking off my wish list, the things I've asked for in the past that have come to pass that he's given me, I sometimes, in praying for what I want, forget to thank him for what he's done for me. And I'm currently in the middle of that situation. And this morning when I woke up, I just got on my knees this morning and I quit tripping for a second. I said, man, hey, God, you know what? I really do need all them things I'm asking for. And I really am believing that you're going to give it to me. But in the meantime, though, man, have I overlooked some important details here? I had to really look at what he's done for me. I mean, look, man, take yourself out of it personally and look. Well, you can leave yourself in it however you want to be. Some people can't do that. So just leave yourself in it then. But, man, I started looking at the I part of me, and I started looking around at the what's happening overall. Like, man, he has kept my family together. In spite of the attempts to tear it apart, I look at all of that. I look at how he's blessing my children with the desires of their heart, which I pray for my kids. You know, I want my kids to have a better life than I've had. I really, really do. I don't want them to take as long as it took me to get it together. I really, really don't. I'm trying to say, hey, man, if you go to college, this is what you can be. Don't do like your father did. Don't go 3 years, drop out, throw yourself into a spiral, and then got to start scratch all over again. You know, and for the most part, so far, you know, they're doing quite well of it. You know, they're getting kicked around a little bit, but that's life. I started thinking of the blessings that he's helped me overcome with some of the previous mistakes I've made in relationships in my life. And then I started looking about the things he's blessed me with that I've been asking him for. But since I've moved on from it, I forgot to keep thanking him, because I got to always thank God for a roof over my head. Because guess what? When I was asking for the roof and I didn't really have it, then he gave me one. Now, since he gave it to me, what, I'm just cool now? I can't ever go back to him and go, hey, man, I really do appreciate this roof over my head. Because there was a time when I was living in a car. But see, so every morning I wake up, I got to remember the fact that I have a home now. Because I got to look back and go, man, that was time, Steve, when you didn't have no home. But see, we forget what God has done for us, because in our column, the want column, the need column, we oftentimes forget for the columns and the check marks that he's already fulfilled in our life. You've got to take inventory every now and then, daily if possible. But I know we humans, we're not going to do that. I don't. But you've got to take inventory of your life to say, hey, what has God done for me? Because, man, you're overlooking as he's doing these wonderful things for you, because there's so much on the yet to be fulfilled, I don't have part of your life. You forget that section. And, man, how crazy is that? That of all God has done for me, that I keep wanting so many more things, needing so many more things, hoping so many things come to pass and get fulfilled, I forget to check off the list and take inventory. Today, take inventory of your life. You will find out that God is watching you, that he is really, really watching over you in spite of yourself, in spite of your shortcomings, because we all got them. Please know I do. You know, and remember something else, too. Change is good, but change is challenging. Accept the challenge that it is. Look, a lot of you come up to me all the time and say, Steve, man, thank you, man. Boy, you in the morning, man, I really be needing that. Well, like I done said it 100 times, but I'm going to say it again. Y'all, I be needing it too. You know, you understand? Sometimes what God is dealing with me is for me. But now I'm in a sharing position where I can open up. And if I just quit being so about me and become a little bit more transparent, I can, maybe some of me that's happening to me is happening to you, and you could see some of this in me. That's why I use myself as an example, because, man, I'm catching it too. Y'all, I ain't perfect either. So for those of you that come up to me and say that, I want you to understand these talks in the morning, man, this is important for me, because, man, I need these conversations from God. I need God to continue to strengthen me, to show me the way, to help me understand what's happening to me. And see, as we've all, those of you who have made the decision to change, to become a better person, a better woman, a better boy, a better girl, a better man, for those of you who've made the decision to change, change is a challenge. And accept the challenge, because it's going to come. Because right out of that, here come the haters. Here they come. People you don't even know. discussing your life and your change. If God see you really, really mean what you say, in spite of what they say about you, God will raise you above the fray. He'll keep promoting you. He'll keep blessing you. He'll keep moving you up. He will use you as a show-off point. He'll show you off, man. He'll make you look good to people, man, who wish you'd fall all day long. And so to all your haters end up just watching you rise, man. They will watch you continue to grow. That's what God will do for you, man. You can fool the world, but you can't fool God. God know your heart. He know your every thought, man. So change is good, but change is a challenge. Accept the challenge. Expect the haters. Expect the unnecessary. But God will strengthen you and get you through it all, man. Y'all doing swell this morning, man. Don't let nobody make you think you are. Keep talking to God, all right?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people with an S on it. All arounds with another S on it. The Wells with a Z on it. You are listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show, baddest morning show in the land. Good morning, Shirley Strawberry.
Good morning, Steve Harvey. How are you today?
Good, good. Carla Ferrell.
Good morning, Steve. Happy Wednesday, hump day.
The What's two up, fools Shirley? Ain't here today. So, Junior.
Morning, Unc.
Yeah. What's up, Steve? Ain't nothing.
You speaking to yourself?
Yeah.
Spoke to yourself.
So to sound more full.
Oh, okay. We trying to find people.
Yeah. You know, we two down this morning. Ain't like I can't do it, though. I tell y'all what. Watch us work this morning.
Come on now.
Man.
Come on. I used to do Loose in the Booth by my damn self.
Yep.
Blue-Eyed Soul.
Oh, they stopped that, though. They ain't want that no more. The people wanted it. But we're not going to get into who didn't want it. Yeah. But no, the people loved it.
Let's
One
not.
Of the greatest lines came from there.
Let's not. Yeah. Thank God. Thank God.
Just a little bit. Oh, I want to. Oh, everything in me want to.
Why are you just so defiant?
Well, you know, I don't, you know.
What happened?
You know what?
What happened when you were young?
If you want to take it back to when I was young.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's just go back
somewhere.
To younger. You talking about childhood or just a young man?
Yeah, well, it had to start somewhere. Just pick a place.
Well, first of all, in childhood, it was my mom and daddy always telling me what to do. I had to take that.
Huh.
Yeah.
Because they financed my entire life.
Yeah. Or they were just doing their job as parents. How about that?
Well, that ain't how I was looking at it.
Not from the 7 years.
Yeah, y'all just trying to stop me. And y'all got control of me with the pocketbook.
I have other ideas, Mom and Dad.
Yeah, but, you know, since I like stuff like, you know, groceries,
dinner,
clothing,
you know, bathing,
breakfast,
that's place to stay.
Yeah.
I had to do with that. Uh-huh. Then when I became a young man and I got out into the work world,
uh-huh.
I just never met a boss of mine or a supervisor that I thought had so much more on me that they should be in charge of me. I didn't get that, man.
You didn't get the whole concept of boss, employee, employer,
yeah, you
employee.
In charge of me? Why?
I think before then it started, though.
Because they own the company?
I saw your yearbook and you was voted most difficult.
Well, that was up because, see, once I went to school, my mom and daddy wasn't there. Now, ain't no more do what I say do. No. Now, you ain't my mama or my daddy. So I cleaned that up.
They weren't housing you or shelter or feeding
you
or anything.
No. So I just dealt. And then, like, now, it's just carryover. And now, you know, I just don't, why would I listen to somebody that ain't doing what I want to do? Why would I listen to somebody that ain't who I want to be? But now you telling me how to be because you don't like it. That's the problem I have.
I'd listen.
And I'll leave it right there.
Yeah, please
do. I'm not going to say nothing about no job titles at all these stations. I'm not going to do it.
Coming up next, something funny.
You're pushing me. You're trying to make me say it. Go ahead.
Oh, goodness.
We'll be back at 32 after the hour, okay? With more of Steve.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
So listen, guys, Steve kind of touched on this earlier about working and stuff like that. We're going to talk about, well, when you're not working, when you lose your job, it can be very, very stressful, okay? And while it's the holiday season, it's also the end of the year. Fourth quarter layoffs do happen sometimes at some places. Experts say it's important to step up and express condolences to those going through a job loss and be sincere, even when it's difficult. If you get stuck or if you're at a loss for words, here are a few expert tips to keep in mind. And Steve, yeah, I'm going to do one and then I want you to, you know, chime in, of course.
Okay.
Take your lead.
As the CEO.
Yeah. Okay, so this is if you get stuck or if you're at a loss for words, here are a few expert tips to keep in mind. All right, take your lead from the person who just lost their job, okay? If they're running out of the building in tears, they probably don't want to be chased. All right. What's wrong?
What happened?
You know, all of that.
That's the one you said.
Yeah.
I'm just telling y'all as regular people how to handle it.
All right.
So you running out the building crying.
Yeah, I just lost my job, okay? It's the holiday.
Hey, why you want them to send your check?
Slow down.
Your check.
Don't need a check.
Shirley, why you want your check to come?
They're running out of the building crying, okay? Be a little
sensitive.
Don't run,
you ain't got your check.
Slow down.
Come back. All in running.
Come back.
Need to get your money.
All right, that's one way to handle that. One way to handle that one. All right, so here's another tip. When someone loses their job, remember the news is theirs to share, not yours. Don't go around telling everyone, you know, so and so just got fired. They just lost their. Don't do that.
I'm posting it on
social
media.
I don't know how you ain't.
What?
What you mean, Steve?
Same man that letting people go.
You gotta share that information.
Hey. You hear about Earl? Dog, they letting people go.
You hear about Earl.
Man, they done fired Earl over there, man. Earl been here 20 years.
Tell you it's not yours to share? Let Earl
Damn that. Y'all need to get yourself ready.
Stay woke.
All right. You're not supposed to tell everyone. Okay, here's another tip if you've
tell
just lost
Earl's
your job.
Business.
Okay. And this is going to be tough for you, Steve, because we all know you. Do not, I repeat, do not make this situation about you, okay?
No.
Don't do it.
Well, who is about to?
It's a person.
Oh, you done laid off me. I don't give a damn about these other people. How you done laid off me? That Chris Rock got the kid on these bikes and all this here. You set up here done laid off me.
Well, yeah. Well, if it's
what for?
If it's someone else that got fired.
Come on, Willie. Come on, Willie.
But what for though?
Come on, Willie Turner.
Willie Turner, yeah. Don't do it, Steve.
No. Somebody finna tell me something. What for?
Yes, Willie. Why? Why?
And
ain't no explanation, Willie.
Don't say things to the person that just.
Jesse's still working.
You telling on other people.
Don't
Tom
say,
sitting over there still working.
It's always a Tom.
Here's another one, Steve. To the person that just got fired, don't say things like, oh, well, at least now you get a chance to sleep in late. Don't say that. Yeah. No,
hear what you say. Damn, what you gonna do now, dog?
Oh, God, man. That's not sympathetic.
Damn, dog, what you gonna do now? Man, God, dog, that's cold, man. They don't do you like that right for Christmas.
God, Steve.
Oh, hey, man, let me ask something. What you finna do, though?
Yeah.
Because, like, if you're going to burn the building down or come back shooting, when you coming back,
though? Oh, God.
Because I'm going to take my lunch then.
Just call me before you come.
Yeah, just, hey, man, what the plan is? Me and you always been cool. I just need to know what you finna do.
Did you hear anything I said? These are things that you're not supposed to say to a person.
No, you need to know.
Not.
No, you need to know if he's coming back.
Mm-hmm. That's important.
All right, here's another one. You know, like you think you're trying to help, so you send them job leads that are clearly beneath what they do. Really insulting, okay? Please don't do that.
Hey, man, look. What? I heard about what happened to you yesterday. I know Friday last day. they got paper route open up.
A paper route.
That's way below what they
do. Now listen, man. Listen, hey man, you gotta do something. Paper route open up.
That's insulting. That's,
yeah, my cousin, he going back to college. So he ain't gonna be able to do it no more. He heading back off to college. He was just doing it for the Christmas holiday. When he get back, man, I'm going to give you the number. You go down there, man. Tell him I sent you down there. And, dog, they'll put you right on.
He was in management.
Yeah, I know, man, but you got to do something.
But use you as a reference, though.
Yeah, hey, man, feel free, man. Everybody down there know me. And, look, man, I got my nephew on. Uh-uh. You can go right in, man. The right in, man. What they call that? That's nepotism. See, we keep it all in the family.
Oh, yeah. Like you hired Tommy. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Your nephew. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, yeah. Hey, I know you in management, man, but hey, you'll be running that whole route though.
That paper route.
You'll be call managing you. That
all
area.
You. All that's yours.
They meet all down that at parking lot at 4:30 every morning.
Yeah, all that's yours, dog.
Can you be at this parking lot at Walmart at 4:30?
Did you hear anything I just said?
Yeah, I heard what you said. I'm telling you how it really goes.
These are things that you're not supposed to say to people, Steve.
Mm, okay, well, yeah.
Like, yeah. Have a nice day. You can't say that.
But what else you supposed to say?
It? No. You got it, Steve? You got
hey, man,
it?
Have a nice, hang in there.
You can't say so.
Stay with it.
Stay with what?
Sleep tight. Don't let the bag boys bite.
They don't even go there.
Your stuff on the way out there, man. Hey. Keep your head up, dog.
Hey, what's the customer okay, that on the way out there?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Man, ain't that a beat.
But you still employed, though.
Damn. I can't believe this, man. I cannot believe this here.
Listen.
You? But you, though. Ooh, ain't no, there ain't none of y'all safe around here.
Coming up, we're going to run the prank back right after this.
Oh, man.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann will be here with today's national news and our headlines. But up next, it's Run That Prank Back. Junior, what is it today?
NBA party.
Okay.
NBA party.
For your boy.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't never had one of them?
No.
No, I definitely haven't.
Hello?
Hello, I'm looking for Brad.
Yeah.
Hey, Brad, how you doing? This Poncho, man. I'm one of Marcus's boys. How you doing, man?
Oh, yeah. Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, I talked to Marcus, man. He was telling me about, you know, the playoff party, man, for Sunday, man. So he told me if it was cool, I would come through, man. I just wanted to call and holler at you, see if I need to bring anything, food or some drinks or whatever, you know?
You friends with Marcus?
Yeah, this is Poncho, man. I'm friends with Marcus.
Okay, yeah, I think it's cool. Yeah, well, you don't need to bring it unless, of course, you know, you're drinking something special. But, yeah, it's just going to be me, Marcus, and, you know, a couple other boys going to be here. And, you know, whatever you want to bring, it's going to be BYOB. So, yeah, that's cool.
Okay. What time y'all starting, man? He told me, like, around 1?
Yeah, I'm going to be here all day. But, you know, yeah, come on through about 1, 2 o'clock, you know, just before the game gets started. We'll have a... You know, got the flat screen going. Everything's going to be laid out. So, yeah, just come on through whenever you come through.
All right. Just remember, man, Poncho, all right? I'll be there.
Poncho, got it.
All right, cool.
All right, peace. Hello?
Hey, Brad?
Yo.
Hey, Poncho again, man. Listen, real quick, how much food and liquor do you have?
I think we got enough for Sunday. What you got going on? What's up?
Yeah. I got like 3 boys going to ride with me, man. I just want to make sure you got enough over there.
Okay, who is this again?
This Poncho. You know, we talked about 30 minutes ago. This Poncho. Marcus' friend.
Right, okay.
Right, man, I remember I called you about 30 minutes ago, told you Marcus told me it was
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm sorry. Phone ringing back and forth. I guess it's all right, but, you know, we ain't trying to overload the joint, man. Just, you know, I know Marcus, and if you're a friend of his, then that's cool. You can come through.
Yeah, it ain't but 3 guys, man. It ain't but 3 guys coming with me, man. They real cool, man. We'll bring something to put on your pit or whatever, you know. It'll be good.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool, man. But you know, yeah. Come on through, man.
All right. I talk to you. All right, Brett.
Wait, is one of them Marcus?
Is one of the guys Marcus?
Yeah.
No. It's 3 guys, me. I make 4, you know.
So, 3 other guys. Yeah, whatever, man. That's cool. Yeah, bring him through, man. Come on. It's fine.
All right. Later.
Hello.
Hey, Brad, Poncho again, man. Listen, hey, I'm gonna bring one more person with me.
Wait,
dog.
Hold on. Pump your brakes, player. Wait, hold up. Hold up. Now,
what's up?
You Marcus's friend?
Yeah. Me and my Poncho.
Yeah. Okay. I know you Poncho, man. But you bringing everybody but the Cisco kid up in the. Marcus is cool with me. That's my boy. We go way back. And if you cool with him too, then okay, you can come. You know, I'm trying to have an NBA playoff game. You bringing the whole NBA with you?
No. It ain't like that, man.
But place ain't that big. You know, my wife is gonna be coming through here, and you know, I got the house laid out. I told her I wouldn't destroy the place. I just got out the doghouse like 2 weeks ago. I ain't trying to that up. So if you're coming through, you come through. You know, bring one or two people with you, but that's it.
Okay. All right, but listen, here's what I decided, man. I ain't going to bring them dudes with me. I'm just going to bring a little lady friend with me, man. If that's cool, I'm just going to bring a little lady friend.
No dudes. Okay, that's cool. Now you're talking. Okay, because I know she ain't going to eat up a bunch of. So come on through here with her and, you know, be done with it. That's fine.
Right. I'm going to call Simone now and tell her that she coming with me, okay?
What's her name?
Her name's Simone.
That's funny. That's my wife's name.
Oh, okay. But maybe they'll hook up while we watching the game. That'll be cool.
She ain't gonna be here. So I'll send her and her girls with the nails done.
Okay. So check this out, man. I'm gonna reach out to Simone and let her know that we're gonna leave her and get over there like about 1. And you say it's cool, right?
Yeah, it's cool, man. That's a whole lot better than bringing a bunch of up in here. But
okay, bet. Yeah. Now check this, man. My friend, she married, you know, and she wanted to get away from my husband for a minute, man. I guess they've been going through, so, you know, just keep that on.
Hold on, wait. Back up. You bring in a married woman named Simone. What are the odds of that? My wife's name is Simone.
Okay, well, dog, I mean, Simone is, her last name is.
That's my last name.
Wait. Hold on, dog. This Simone is light skinned.
Yeah, you keep on describing her. She's light skinned, 5'1", short hair, got the alley cut.
Yeah, that's.
How long you been with my wife?
Hey, dog. Me and Simone been friends for a minute, man. It wasn't until like a couple weeks ago she reached out to me and said she was going through some.
She reached out to you to tell you that she's going through some stuff with a dude. Well, I'm that dude.
Okay.
How long you been seeing my wife?
Hey, man, you know, about a year, but who counting? You know what I'm saying?
A year. That's about the time we started having some issues. Yeah. Y'all come on over to this party.
Hey, man, I'm sure we can try to figure this kind of situation out.
No. Pump your brakes. You're my wife.
I don't give a about you.
I don't give a about her either.
You know what?
I've always believed this. There are no mistakes up in this. Everything happens the way it's supposed to be, so it's funny how you called me.
Okay, listen, man. Listen.
How do you get this number?
My boy gave me
this number. No, it's no question. How you get this number? You probably called me directly from her.
My boy gave me this. Leave Simone out of this, man.
No, you can't tell me right now. You know what? I'm about to get up this phone with you right now. I'm going to call her. Matter of fact, I ain't going to call her at all. Don't tell her. You my wife? Just bring her to the party. I got a guest list for your. I got a 380, I got a Smith, I got a Wesson, I got a size 14 Timber to go right up your. So you just come on over to this party.
Okay. Hey man. Listen. My boy gave me your number, man.
I don't know who my boy is. Marcus said he don't know you.
Marcus don't know me, but guess who else knows me though that you don't know?
Well, say
something. Hey Brad, this is nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your boy Marcus got me to prank phone call you.
What? I don't give a. This is some. Come and get off, y'all. In here.
Hey, Brad, what was you gonna do with the party, man?
Look at here, man. It's about to be a can of whoop for this.
Hey, man, let me ask you something. What's the baddest radio show in the land?
It's the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Wow, NBA party. Yeah. Woo.
He almost bought
his
though.
Simone,
yeah, I still got a few more things, man, from the people getting fired this time of the year.
I knew you weren't done. I knew you weren't done. If you get,
Steve, we talked about that last break.
But, let me tell you, I need is some stuff that the people that's getting released need to. Here's some tips for you.
Okay. Okay. All right.
You know, you like things you could say on the way out the door.
Okay. Reverse it. If you lose your job, yeah. Go ahead.
Fourth quarter layoffs. Uh-huh.
Right before the holidays.
It ain't over. Who? Hell no. Oh, you let the wrong one go now, partner.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, you done let the wrong one go up out of here. Oh, okay. I tell you what. Lock your doors.
Willie.
Lock your doors, partner.
All right. Thank you. I think we've had enough.
Be careful when you start your car.
Oh, Willie.
Kaboom.
All right. The part of Willie Turner played by Steve Harvey. Coming up. At the top of the hour, new Grammy nominations. Oh, you're going to love these. Plus, Miss Ann will be here with today's national news.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, the Grammys were announced yesterday, and Jay-Z, congratulations to him. Jay-Z nominated for 8 honors. Oh, my God, Woo! Including album, song, and record of the year. Wow, big, congratulations.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. Speaking of Jay-Z.
Uh-huh.
Jay Farrell was going to be on my show today.
Oh, yeah, the comedian.
Oh, man.
Uh-huh.
Man, y'all have got to see this dude.
Did he do Jay?
He nails
I've
it.
I've never
he nails it.
Seen
he
anything
can kill it.
On this show in 6 years like this dude right here.
Wow, he with his boy. Impressions. Uh-huh.
Listen to me, man. He did everybody right there, man. He was killing people.
Eddie was my favorite.
Man, he did Eddie Murphy.
I love
man.
His Denzel,
just,
too.
Like, he did Denzel.
Yeah.
He did Kevin Hart.
Oh, he got Kevin down, too.
Wow.
Man, he did me at the end. He did stand up and did me.
Yeah. Was it good, Steve?
So let me tell you something. It was off air, and he was messing with the crowd. Somebody said, do Steve. He started doing me. I thought somebody playing a tape.
Really? He was that
dead
good.
On.
Wow. That's wow. Well, congratulations, to Jay-Z with his 8 nominations. Also, Bruno Mars received 3 nominations. And stay tuned because Bruno Mars will be our very special guest coming up this morning at 8:41 Eastern Time.
Talking to him this morning,
yes,
boy.
Yes, yes, yes. Childish Gambino also up for major awards. Record
Red
of
Bone.
The year. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Record of the Year nominees include Jay-Z's The Story of O.J., a song about blackness and managing money that also references O.J. Simpson. Bruno Mars hit 24K Magic. Kendrick Lamar's, I love it, Humble. I love it.
Song.
Sit down. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Childish Gambino's Redbone. Cardi B, so happy for Cardi B. She had one of the year's biggest hits with Bodak Yellow. You know, those money moves and all of that. She earned 2 nominations. I mean, really, this is her year, bar none. Congratulations going out to Cardi B, for sure.
Love her.
She earned 2 nominations, Best Rap Song, Best Rap Performance. The Rap and R&B Heavy nominations, which include numerous Black and Latino artists, came after the Grammys were criticized earlier this year. Remember that? When a lot of people felt that Beyonce's multi-genre Lemonade album should have won Album of the Year over Adele's 25. Even Adele said it. I mean, come on
She
now.
Said it that night. Yeah.
So much fire burning in my heart.
Don't start singing that one.
I don't want nobody from the start. Out here slaving
rolling in,
this hot sun.
Why every time we say Adele, he got to
I'm so tired ever
song.
Since the day he begun. Out here smelling got so rotten. Out here sweating, picking all this cotton.
Why are you so crazy? My goodness.
Is slavery coming back? What? Why is this song here?
So the Grammys are going to air. This will be their 60th. Anniversary. The Grammys will air January 28th on CBS. And don't forget, as I mentioned, Bruno Mars, our special guest, coming up at 8:41 Eastern Time. Steve, please introduce Miss Ann with more of today's news and headlines.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, our voice of reason and fact, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you, Steve. Good morning, everybody out there. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Well, North Korea test-fired a ballistic missile yesterday for the first time since September, escalating Pyongyang's confrontation with President Trump. Now, this one, they say, could reach the East Coast. It was not loaded, so, of course, it's lighter in weight. But nevertheless, they say it could reach the East Coast as far as New York. And the president says he's on it.
A missile was launched from North Korea. I will only tell you that we will take care of it. We have General Mattis in the room with us, and we've had a long discussion on it.
That was North Korea's third such test by the luncheon this year, by the way. The United Nations Security Council is to hold an emergency meeting later on this morning. President Trump was supposed to meet with both Republicans and Democrats yesterday to talk about some end-of-the-year legislative issues, like how to continue funding the government. However, the top Democrats in the House and Senate, Nancy Pelosi and Charles Schumer, were no-shows. They were insulted. They boycotted the meeting after the president tweeted before any meeting took place that Pelosi and Schumer favored unchecked illegal immigration and tax increases. Schumer calls that blatantly inaccurate and says that Trump should just get on with the job he's elected to do.
With his tweet this morning, President Trump made sure that today's meeting is nothing but a photo op. These issues are far too serious for these kinds of games. Mr. President, it's time to stop tweeting and start leading.
Police in Tampa, Florida say that a former St. John's University basketball player is the serial killer they've been looking for, a man who they say has killed four innocent people. Mayor Bob Buckhorn expresses his city's relief.
In the battle between darkness and light, light has won. It would not have happened without the amazing police work and the amazing partnership of the hundreds of men and women of the Tampa Police Department that have been on this case for 51 days.
The suspect is identified as Harold Donaldson III. He faces four counts of first-degree murder. Actress Angela Lansbury, star of the 80s and 90s TV series Murder, She Wrote, getting a lot of flack these days over her recent comment about sexual assault. The 92-year-old Lansbury, who played the amateur sleuth Jessica Fletcher, is quoted as saying in Radio Times that there are two sides to this coin of sexual harassment, and the quote is, "We have to own up to the fact that women, since time immemorial, have gone out of their way to look attractive, and unfortunately, it's backfired on us. We must sometimes take blame, women, although it's awful to say that we can't make ourselves look as attractive as possible without being knocked down and raped." Finally today, National Throw Out Your Leftovers Day, and it's Women's Wednesday, so feel the love, ladies, because I am every woman. We all are. We'll be back with Eugene the Butterfly 20 minutes after the hour of the show. So stay tuned to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This was crazy, crazy, crazy. Did you guys see when Mr. Donald Trump honored Native American war heroes at the White House the other day? Did you
Man.
See this?
Yes.
That's what I want to hear, because I never heard that. Okay. Mention it.
Oh. But he couldn't help but use the occasion to also bash Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren by once again calling her Pocahontas. Okay.
Oh, this dude right here.
Yeah. During Man. The ceremony, President Trump stood near a portrait of President Andrew Jackson. That's a whole nother story, because he right. signed the Indian Removal Act, which displaced Native Americans from their tribal lands. A lot of them got killed. This was a horrible, horrible time in our history. For those who don't understand the connection between Warren and the Pocahontas term, it arose after Warren was quoted as saying she's proud of her Native American heritage. All right, she said that a while back, which has never been documented. But why would the president call Warren Pocahontas at an event honoring Native Americans, standing in front of a portrait of Andrew Jackson?
Listen to me.
Yeah.
This is a dude that has not been in politics. This is a dude that plays golf on some of the nicest golf courses in the country, who has been a reported billionaire.
We don't know his tax returns. We don't know
well,
anything.
Well, that's because you can't be listed on Forbes without tax returns, because mm-hmm. that's what they go by. Mm-hmm. Here is a guy who is 70 years old, 71. Has become all of a sudden, very unexpectedly, the president of the United States. He didn't expect to win.
No.
That's why there was no cabinet in place, no people in place. That's what all of the revolving door has been, because he's been making it up as he go. Banyan in, out. His son-in-law in, on his way out. Flynn, Coleman, everybody just out because he's trying to work it out. This dude right here says what old rich people say. Understand this about money, and I've said this many times. Money does not change people. Money simply allows you to be more of who you really are. So if you're a kind person, when you get a lot of money, you become more kind. If you're generous, you become more generous. If you're stingy, when you get a lot of money, you become more stingy. If you're a butthole and you get a lot of money, you just become a bigger butthole.
A richer butthole.
Now, I don't know where he fits in that, in whatever opinion you want to have of the man, but this is where he is. And he's saying stuff that he wants to say. And because he has the money, he feels like he can just say it.
But he's the president, Steve. You just can't say everything that comes up. He's
You're
the
not
president.
Supposed
You're supposed to.
To
be presidential.
He's not presidential, though.
At all.
He's a reality star and a rich dude that play golf real well and cut some really, really shrewd deals. He's a businessman. He's not a politician. He's never been in politics. This is what we're dealing with here.
Yeah. All right. Well,
and
listen.
He's not going to live up to the office. He's not going to. He's doing what he's doing.
When we come back from the break at 34 after the hour, we'll talk about Christmas traditions.
All right.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. We promised to talk about holiday traditions, especially Christmas traditions. And while time-honored holiday traditions are important, they've also evolved over the generations. Now, this is according to a survey. Family activities and writing to Santa are still among the most popular holiday traditions. That is interesting. Even though, because I've never written to Santa, even though we live in a tech-savvy world, 3 out of 4 parents say their children still handwrite letters to Santa as opposed to a more modern approach like email. And really, and what's the most popular family activity in 2017 this year? Well, according to most households, it's decorating the Christmas tree as a family. Now that I like, I can relate to that.
We do that.
Yeah. So Steve, we got to start with you here. What are the family traditions that your family keeps that you definitely keep?
Well, first of all, let me get this straight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Buddha.
Your grandson.
Elle, mm-hmm. Noah, and Rose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Grandchildren.
Mm-hmm. I'm not telling them that Santa Claus is coming down the chimney.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, their mom and daddy might, but if they come over Papa's house, Papa bought all this. Okay,
they needs to know that.
Let's be straight about that.
Give
all these trees
credit,
out here in this yard that Papa paid for all these trees.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All this little fake ass snow, I bought all that in here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I had that tree in the foyer. That Papa bought that.
So that's a new tradition, really.
What?
Because weren't you brought up with thinking Santa Claus did it for a while when you were little?
Yeah.
Yeah. So especially
as young as your grandchildren are.
Yeah.
Steve.
Well,
now,
traditions.
Look, you know, my kids take their kids to see Santa Claus.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
They thinking it's a Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling them, don't bring them over here with
that. Why you got to be so real with it right now, though?
Well, no, at Pawpaw House, all is paid for by the big bald-headed
right.
black
As hard
guy.
As you work, you want some credit,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, the white man with the beard didn't buy nothing up in here. The bald-headed black man that's in that office down there at the front of the house, you go in there, that's Santa Claus down there. Matter of fact, don't bring him up when you come in here.
Okay.
Because he had nothing to do with everything on this side of the gate. Santa Claus ain't had a damn thing to do with it.
Okay, so that's one. That's one
that's
myth
one. Yeah.
that you burst yeah. wide open. Okay.
Secondly, if you tear up your toy on Christmas, you get your ass whooped on Christmas.
What?
Man, that's a tradition. That's
tradition.
That's standard.
Man. Generations.
Man,
well,
I had that.
How long I had this in layaway? And you just said being broke it? It ain't even 4:30.
Yeah. You opened it at 5 and it's broke at 9.
No. I had a nephew named Pogo.
Uh-huh.
All Pogo did, every toy he got, he took it apart.
Wow.
But then you know what? He put it all back together. That's
okay.
all he
He's
wanted
smart.
To do.
Well, yeah. That's like girls. We used to take our dolls' clothes off.
He a mechanic right now.
Make it down.
That's what he do.
He's a mechanic right now because, see? Yeah. Uh-huh. So that was some good. But did he get in trouble for doing it when he was a kid?
Dog, because if my daddy saw the toy toe up, but he would ask, though, after the second year, is that Pogo toy? We'll leave it alone then, because Pogo going to put it back. Yeah.
Oh, he wasn't too mad.
No.
All right, what else? So no Santa, butt whoopings if you broke your toys. What else? These are some traditions, Steve.
I want to hear some of Junior's too.
I know.
His family.
Sounds like he got his butt whooped.
Oh, man. Uh-huh. Absolutely. Okay. One tradition was you go into bed at 7.
On Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
No, Christmas Eve.
Oh, I could never sleep on Christmas Eve.
Why you go to bed so early?
I could never do that.
Because Santa was coming.
Right.
But Santa don't show up till 9 in the morning. We got to go back to bed.
9?
Why is he coming at 9?
That's too late.
Santa was running late at our house. Y'all go back in there and go back to bed.
At 9.
At 9. Sun up and everything. He ain't made it here yet. Y'all go in there and go back to bed.
I listen.
Resting.
Yeah. Coming up next, nephew's prank phone call right after this.
He's up drinking all night.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's going to be today's crazy strawberry letter. You do not want to miss that. But first, come on, Junior, and introduce today's prank phone call, will you?
I need you to wash me.
Huh?
What?
Huh?
This nephew. I need you to wash me. Anybody want to get washed?
But you sound just like Junior, though.
Huh?
Junior can't sound.
I know.
Yeah.
His voice is too high.
I'm at max, Shirley. Yeah. Don't do this. I've told y'all. Don't embarrass me like that. I'm trying to do nothing. Okay. I need you to wash me.
No.
I'm okay with it, Junior. Just give it to y'all.
Thank God.
It's the same. Hey, everybody.
Yeah. Huh? But he always asks the question after he say the title. Huh? Huh? Anybody ever been washed?
But like it's heavy, though.
Yeah. I need you to wash.
It's a great day at Nursery. This is Felicia.
I'm trying to get somebody to come down here to 501.
I'm sorry?
501. I need somebody to come down here to 501 and clean me up.
But, sir, I think you might have the wrong number.
Is this the nurse? I need the nurse to come down here to 501 and clean me up.
Sir, this is the nursery, not the nurse. I think you might have dialed the wrong number.
No, I need to talk to where's Nurse Cynthia at? That's who's normally clean me up. I need her to come down here and clean me up.
Sir, I really do think you have the wrong number. Where are you calling from?
Who is this here?
This is Felicia. I'm the director here at the nursery.
That's what I say. I need the nurse to come down here and clean me up.
Oh.
Now, this bedpan and all this stuff to clean me up because I've been sitting here a long time. Now ain't nobody come.
Well, sir, I think you dialed the wrong number. If you tell me where you are, I can try to help you, but you...
I ain't dialed the wrong number. I need somebody to come down here and clean me up. This ain't right. But y'all supposed to get here... Every hour somebody will come check on me. Ain't nobody come check on me yet.
Okay, well, I apologize, but you have the wrong number. Try hanging up and then dialing.
Is this the nurse station?
Sir, this is a nursery. We take care of children here. This is not the nurse station.
I'm not no child. I said, is this the nurse station?
Sir, I'm sorry, you're not listening to me? This is not the nurse station. This is a nursery. We have children here. We take care of children. So I think you dialed the wrong number.
No, they said that they're supposed to come clean up every hour. They're supposed to come check on me. I've been here might near 3 hours. Ain't nobody come to check on me yet. And now that I need somebody to come clean me up. And the bedpan is full. And they just don't come check on us like they're supposed to check on us. They're supposed to come check on us.
I'm really sorry that they have not come to check on you and your bedpan.
Why would they let us sit here like they do?
Okay, sir, just listen to what I'm saying. This is a nursery. We take care of small children. This is not the nurse's station, so I'm sorry.
No, my grandkids, I got small children as my grandkids. I got about 42 grandkids.
42, huh?
They come see it on Sunday. But soon as they leave, the people at the nurse station, that they treat me bad and leave me here like this here 2-3 hours. Don't nobody come check on me. Can you come down here and check this bed, pain?
Sir, I can't do that. I need to get back to the kids here that we take care of at the
My kids don't come till they come on Sunday. They come every Sunday after church and they come see me.
Do they? Okay. Okay, well, I'm glad your kids come see you, and I'm going to get off the phone now. When I hang up, you just dial the number right
there. When you get off, you're going to come down here and come see and clean me up?
I'm not going to do that, but I'm going to let you call back. And
why you all come clean me up? Why you all do that? Why you do it?
Sir, I'm not a nurse. I'm a teacher, not a nurse.
When I would come and do, people supposed to do their job. You do what the job is. Whatever your job is, that's what you do. I worked 42 years straight, and I did my job.
Okay. I'm a teacher. That's
why you won't come on down here and do what you're supposed to do?
Because I don't clean bedpans.
You know why? Because y'all young folks don't do your job. The damage you're going to make me mad if you don't get your down here. You get your down here.
I'm going to ask that you not talk to me like that.
You get your down here and come clean this bedpan and clean me up. I ain't supposed to be sitting here like this all this time. What's your name again?
It's Felicia, and I have tried to be really nice to you.
Down here right now.
Please do not speak to me like that. I'm trying to let you know that you
got you any way I want to.
You going to calm down and quit talking to me like that. I'm trying to help you. Now, that's just rude, speaking to me like that. Now, this is a nursery.
You supposed to do what a nurse supposed to do. You get your down here right now.
You know, I have been nice to you as I possibly can. But, David, you're not going to talk to me like that. That's just rude and disrespectful. Don't speak to me like that.
You talking about kicking some,
I will kick your in the wheelchair. This seems to be the only language you understand is me talking to you crazy since you talking to me crazy.
Well, when is you going to get your down here?
Is not coming down there. You stay in that stank. How about that?
What did you say?
You heard me. I said you stay in that stank. I'm not cleaning no ass. I've been trying to tell you for the past 5 minutes, but you won't shut up long enough to listen.
Well, how long is it before you gonna get here then?
I am not coming down there to clean your
why not?
I've been trying to tell you that is not my job. You dial the wrong number.
Who you think you talking to?
I'm talking to you. Who are you talking to like that?
You're going
to
make me whoop your
Well, bring it on in. If you think you can get in your wheelchair and make it down here to the nursery to whoop my and come the hell on.
Listen, will you take a message from me and give it to somebody?
What's your message?
Write this down. N-E.
N-E.
P.
What else?
H.
E.
W.
What?
Okay, you got that part?
Yeah, I got that part.
Okay, T. O.
Mm-hmm.
M. Y.
What is that?
What do it spell?
I don't know. What is it?
Well, spell it out.
I'm not spelling that. You tell me what it is.
What does it say?
Nephew Tommy.
Nephew Tommy, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby. You just got pranked by your sister, Renita.
Oh, my God.
Well, you were sitting up there like, what in the world?
Yeah. You got me.
I got one question for you, though. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
It is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You got me good.
Huh? Y'all ain't never want to get washed?
I'll give you an A for effort and yeah. E for
two
effort.
Spoons of stupid yeah. Right there.
You're doing it, Junior. Good
come
job.
On, Unc. You ain't want to like get Junior. Washed. Come on, Unc. You ain't washed. You got washed.
Hey, everybody.
You sound just as stupid as he is.
All right, you guys heard about this in the NFL. Broncos cornerback Aqib Talib and then Raiders wide receiver Michael Crabtree. They were each suspended, for two. And this is over a chain?
Yeah.
Why? I don't understand why they wear jewelry to the game anyway, underneath their, I don't get that part. But anyway, they were both suspended for 2 games by the NFL for that ridiculous brawl they got into during Sunday's game. Both of them were ejected because of it. It was the second straight year Tlaib and Crabtree got into an in-game altercation that involved the defensive back pulling off Crabtree's gold chain. There it is. But up next, the strawberry letters on deck. See if any gold chains are being pulled off in this letter.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, hey, hey. Right. I got a condo in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. Hey.
I'm glad you said that, Steve, because Bruno Mars is going to be our special guest coming up.
You damn right. That's why I said
it. 41
That's my
minutes
dude
after
right
this
there.
Hour. Absolutely.
Come on, man.
God.
Yeah. Oh, look, you look over here.
You know everybody?
No, you know who you work with. No, I got relationships. I talk to people.
We know you, Steve. We know you're a mega star.
You know what's cool about it, too? Because, see, the reason I'm cool with most people because I ain't never asked nobody for nothing.
Yeah.
No, really.
Mean, like money or anything or what?
I don't ask them for no favors, no money, no nothing.
Oh.
I'm just cool with you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so you're saying they want to be on the show because they like, Steve is cool.
Because I'm cool. I have relationships with cats. I say stuff in passing to them, encouraging or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then that's it. I keep it moving. Yeah, man, I need you to do this for me. I can't stand that, man. You ever met somebody, every time you see them, they need you to do something?
Yeah.
I
yes,
be going,
yeah.
Man, damn.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh.
I was
man, it's a dude right now. This is amazing. I don't even know how he got my number. And this is a true story. I kid you not. I have no idea how this got my number. He's never had a phone number of mine in our life.
Mm-hmm.
I met him when I first started doing comedy. He had a job at the comedy club, and I met him. The only time I would talk to him is when I saw him at the comedy club.
Okay.
The other day,
mm-hmm.
I get a phone call, and they give me these tips, these hints. Steve, remember me? Childhood friends? I'll give you a clue. Cleveland. What? Kind of damn
clue is
I
that?
Was a child in Cleveland. You know how many people I know?
You know how many kids was on my street?
So he said, hit me back. So I didn't. And so I had my assistant call and get some inquiries as to who it was. I found out who it was. And he said, just tell Steve it's very, very, very important that we speak.
Mm-hmm.
I have a real situation. I need his attention. Dog, we've never talked in life about nothing.
Wow.
Now all of a sudden I'm 60. Mm-hmm. Now he didn't text me back twice. How I block numbers? Cause I got.
I don't know.
Oh, it's a device.
And somebody
phone.
Help us
yeah.
do that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I got to block this number because now, oh, I see how you done got. You just like everybody else. Now you done got big. You done forgot people where you come from. Partner.
Is there any chance, Steve, that you could have known this guy for real when you were little? You would remember because you remember everyone. So
no, I ain't never done drugs or been drunk before. I've never been high or drunk. I know everybody.
You do.
I know.
You remember everyone. First,
really
last
do.
Name, all of that.
Yeah. Hey, do you know 2 years ago we were at the Hoodies.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in Atlanta a few years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And we were walking through the convention center.
Mm-hmm.
A girl stopped me, and the last time I saw this girl was 1977.
Whoa.
She stopped me and said, hey, Steve, I know you don't remember me. I looked right at her and said, Verdant Clark. She just teared up. She said, oh, my God.
Wow.
I told my girlfriends I knew you. I knew her name.
Mm-hmm. First
and
last.
Because she was a cool chick.
Yeah.
Verdant Clark, I said her name. She said, oh, my gosh, she got teary-eyed. I said, yeah, I know you, because we was cool.
Yeah.
No, I don't forget nothing. I don't know this dude. I know who he is, but we.
Yeah, you got to block him. All right, come on, Junior, take us to the letter, okay?
All right, everybody, it's time for today's letter. It's the strawberry letter. My girl, Shirley Strawberry.
Why you laughing, Shirley?
Huh?
Did the intro throw you?
Shirley Strawberry.
It was cute, June.
I don't want to do Tommy's intro.
I love
Sit Junior. Back, buckle up, hold on tight. I'm not doing his.
Right, do your
Sit
own.
Sit back, buckle up, hold on tight. I'm not doing his. I wants to do mine.
Do
Ladies
you,
and gentlemen,
boo.
Here she is. Shirley Strawberry. Come on, Shirley.
But mad, though.
I don't want to do his.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Buckle up, hold on tight. I don't want to do it. And he got a nerve to try to sound like he's sexy. Sit back, buckle up, hold on tight. Shirley Strawberry.
Sit back, buckle up, hold on tight.
All right.
Strawberry.
Okay, let's get to it. Subject, burden, sister. Hello, Stephen Shirley. I'm a 23-year-old female. I recently graduated from college. Currently, I'm working for the state of Arkansas and attending school full-time to receive my master's. I'm a person that loves my family no matter what. However, lately, there are some things within my family that have hit me hard. My mother raised my brothers, who are twins, and me by herself, most of the time working two jobs. I really appreciate all that she has sacrificed for me and my brothers. Even though my brothers and I were raised in the same home, we turned out totally different. Both of my brothers have been locked up since they were 17. They are now 19. One is in prison while the other has been in and out of county jail back home. He recently got out and my mother brought him to stay with me, which I was not too happy about, only because I have a roommate and I know how my brother acts. However, I allowed him to come, and my plan was to try and get him enrolled in a rehabilitation vocational school. Nevertheless, I don't feel like it's going to work out. He has been a burden to me since he moved in. Besides being intolerable, he tried to jump me and stole from me and my roommate. I know he's still young, but I figured he was ready to change his life. He blames everybody that loves him for his situation. He goes berserk, saying nobody loves him, and my mama got him locked up. Just a bunch of nonsense. I told him that we all choose our own path. He doesn't want to accept responsibility for his actions. That's what I told him. I know it's going to be hard for him in this society now because he has so many strikes against him. But at the same time, I know it isn't impossible. It will just take time and effort, but he doesn't try to do anything. I have tried all I can, and honestly, I feel that if he doesn't want to do good for himself, I can't help him. But at the same time, if I put him out, where will he go? My mother doesn't want him in her house, for she just got married. His father and grandmother don't want him, which leaves it up to me. But like I said at the beginning, I am in school full-time and I work full-time. I love my brother so much, but we are all grown now. I don't have any kids or no husband. I feel like I shouldn't be stressing over a grown man that doesn't want to do for himself. Please tell me, what should I do? I'll try to get... No, we don't really have time, huh? Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a tough letter.
You can answer it in one sentence.
Yeah, you can. Put him out.
All you got to do is you can just answer in one sentence. This ain't no long letter.
Yeah. No, mm-hmm. It's not a long letter. I just really feel for this young woman. She's really trying to do the right thing and get her life together, you know. But, yeah, she should. All right, Steve will have part two of today's Strawberry Letter coming up at 23 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up in about 20 minutes, Bruno Mars, the one and only, will be our special guest.
Believe.
Yes. Woo!
What is you can't believe?
You know Bruno Mars.
You ain't never met him?
No.
No.
Where I'm going to see him at?
Just random. Hey, Bruno.
Hey, Bruno. Hey, what's up, Bruno? It's me. You know, come on now.
But see, here was, man, you kind of remind me of my kids. Daddy, you know Kevin Hart. What? The hell you talking to me? You know how long I've been doing this? You need to ask Kevin Hart, do he know me? The hell you talking about? Do you, man, my kids years ago, man, when Kevin first got hot, Dad, you know Kevin Hart? What? You go ask Kev, do he know me?
Yeah.
Do you know Kevin Hart? We cool. We friends.
His kids were starstruck over Kevin Hart. He was mad. I do this too.
But to them, Steve, you're just dad. You know, you're just dad.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. You're not this big, famous megastar. You're just dad.
But they need to know that. Hell, all of them got cars riding around. How you think? Where you think this come from?
Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin ain't bought you a damn thing.
All right, this one's for you, Junior. Coming up in about 20 minutes, I'll say it again. Bruno Mars will be our special guest. And yes, Steve Harvey knows him. But right now, come on, Steve, with your famous self, with your response to today's Strawberry Letter.
Okay.
You said you had just one sentence to answer this entire letter.
Yeah. I can answer this whole letter. I'm talking about this girl is in college, Shirley, that's working
setting
to get her master's degree.
Yes. Uh-huh. She's in
that's
grad
got
school.
A roommate working two jobs.
Full-time, going to school full-time, working full-time.
Yeah, you know, her mama worked two jobs to get her and her brothers in that position. She done helped out. Her twin brothers, on the other hand, one of them been locked up since he's 17, and the other one in and out of county.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Now, she didn't. Her mama can't take him in her house no more. They sent him over to her house.
Because her mother just got married.
Right. And, you know, in order to keep him getting her boy killed by her new man, because that's what's going to happen. Because you don't come up in another man's house with this foolishness. Her mama see that, then sent the boy over to her house.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she'd have had to take him in. Now, she a college student, right, Shirley?
Yeah, she's 23. She's 23.
So, you know, money tight, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Money tight.
Yes.
So, she ain't really got no money to be feeding this grown man.
Or to get stolen by him. He's stolen. Well, but,
no, here, that's what that pissed me off.
Yeah.
He has been a burden to me since he has moved in. Besides being intolerable, he tried to jump me and stole from me and my roommates. Then at the bottom, but at the same time, I feel that he doesn't want to do good for himself, I can't help him. But at the same time, if I put him out, where will he go? Mm-hmm. My mother doesn't want him in her house. She just got married. His father and grandmama don't want this.
Right.
Don't want him. See, so we talking about a complete fool here. Which leaves it up to me. But like I said in the beginning, I'm in school full-time. I work full-time. I love my brother so much. We all grown now. I don't have any kids or no husband. I feel like I shouldn't be stressing over a grown man that doesn't want to do for himself.
Shouldn't.
Please tell me, what should I do? Mm-hmm. I have one line answer for all this.
All right, Steve.
Put his ass out.
I knew you were going to say that.
One more time. I've cut back on cussing completely. But I have no other way to phrase this. Put his ass out. I mean, his whole, take all of it and put it out. You know the word I want to say, but I just don't want to go there.
Yeah.
Put his whole out. Put it out.
But you know
put
what,
out.
Though?
Go ahead, Cheryl.
He needs some male guidance. Some sort of mentorship from a man. He has not had that. He's acting that out. You know, so much going on with this young man. And it's hard on her. I mean, I feel for her because this is a lot for 23, 33, 43, 53, whoever, this is a lot. He needs like a halfway house type situation, you know, talk to his probation officer or something.
No,
because
no,
if she puts him out, Steve, it's just going to be more of the same.
No, Shirley, I have to stop.
And
you
I right agree
here.
That he should and be out of her house.
So I don't cuss anymore because I've done my limit.
Okay.
We're talking about the A word here. That's the word I keep wanting to use.
Right.
He need his whole A word whipped. He needed whipped.
By a man?
That's what he needs.
By a man?
Yeah. See, this dude right here, him and his twin brother, is stupid. He doesn't respect women. He don't respect what his mother's done for him to the point where the grandparents don't even want him. See, he needs his A whipped. So the best way to let it whip is put him out there where he just on A. And then let a few things happen to him and get it straightened up. Because see, guess what? They have a place for you to act a fool in 24/7. His brother there. See, they got a place for you.
But
you like acting a fool?
Mm-hmm.
What we can do for you, sir, is we can put you in a place filled with fools. Y'all can have, you have Food Friday, Ignorant Mondays, Temper Tantrum Tuesdays, Whoop Ass Wednesdays,
right?
Tumultuous Thursdays.
What?
Whatever the word is. Trauma Thursdays, just simplified.
Okay,
trauma.
Tumultuous.
and Funky Fridays. You can have Sadistic Saturdays. Mm-hmm. And somebody ought to come get me Sundays.
But don't you think he's had that already?
No.
In prison?
No, he hasn't. No. No, he in and out of jail.
That's different.
Jail mean you're right. Going home.
Right.
Prison mean you is home.
We don't want to send him to prison, though, Steve.
No, but that's why he needs... See, if he ain't going to get it... See, if you keep on disobeying the laws... We're going to send you to jail. But if you keep on, we're going to quit letting you out.
All right. Thank you, sir. Well, you know we got to get out of here. We got to go. Good job, as always, Steve. Instagram us your thoughts or email us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley. All right. Coming up next at 41 After the Hour, Grammy Award winner Bruno Mars will be our very special guest. And we can't wait. Steve knows him.
Hey, you know him, Steve.
He know Bruno.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, y'all, listen, as promised, we got a special guest this morning. This is a good one, y'all. He's a multi-Grammy award-winning singer-songwriter, plays multiple instruments. He's a producer, choreographer. He's performed twice at the Super Bowl halftime show. Woo! And now he got his first primetime television special. And it's at the joint that jumped me off, baby. It's at the Apollo Theater. It's about Bruno Mars. It airs tonight on CBS. Put your hands together for Bruno MFing Mars.
Oh, yes. Good morning.
What an intro.
Yeah.
Right?
Let's do it.
Boy, I've been wanting to do that one. And the MFing, for those of you that are politically correct, stands for Mo Funk.
Okay.
For those of you that ain't politically correct, as me, go with it.
I know exactly what it is.
Bruno, what's up with you, man?
Oh, man. Excited to be here, man. Thank you guys for having me today.
Hey, man, you have no idea how big of fans we are of yours, man, on this show. Your music. First, man, we want to congratulate you on all your wins at the Soul Train Awards on Sunday night. You won Best R&B Soul Male Artist, Video of the Year, Album Mixtape of the Year, Song of the Year, and Best Dance Performance. That's cleaning up, partner.
I'm whooping ass.
Yeah, you
taking
are.
Taking names.
Yeah, that's what you're doing, Bruno.
Taking names.
That's all I'm doing. That's all I've been trying to do.
Hey, man, let me tell you what it is. First of all, for me, just an old school player, I appreciate you so much, man, for just playing live music, funk. I just appreciate it, man.
Thank you. Thank you very much, man.
Who are some of the groups, man, that you kind of looked at over the years that kind of helped shape you?
I mean, if you could see, I mean, I wear it on my sleeve on the, you know, when I perform live. I grew up, of course, watching James Brown and Prince and Michael, but, I mean, it's my dad put me on to Motown. You know, and then the Stylistics and the OJs and you know, that's the form of entertainment that I grew up watching and admiring, and it was always the band, you know, and the patent leather shoes, and you guys seen me with the hair and the pompadour and
come on,
Bill. And you know, that's just kind of my dad's school of rock, and growing up performing in shows, that was kind of my school, and that's what I always learned and what got me off. Growing up is, you know, the microphone and the band and the audience. And that was it. And that's why this Apollo special means everything to me, because I tell everybody before X Factor and the American Idol and all these talent competitions, I grew up watching Showtime at the Apollo.
Yeah.
Steve, I remember you hosting it and doing what you do there, but that was it. And the model of the Apollo is simple. Either you're going to go up there and triumph and you got it, you got the goods, or the Harlem audience is going to let you know.
Man.
The Harlem audience is going to let you know that you ain't
dog, you so, ain't.
Yeah.
You so ain't.
It's very, you know, it was very, like, that's the model that I preach to my band. That's what I, you know, no matter where we are, no matter where we're performing, whether it's at the iHeart Festival or the Grammys or the Super Bowl, it's simple. You got to show up ready, and that's what the Apollo stands for, and that's why I'm so excited that I got a chance. I've never been to the Apollo, Steve. I've never even watched a show there, grew up watching it, and that's all I wanted to do. I just wanted to go and walk into the room and feel it, you know, and that place is so magical. And it was just exciting for me and my guys to be able to perform on that stage, knowing the history and being able to perform in front of a Harlem audience.
Yeah.
I hope that everybody watching the show is going to see that and feel that and join the party.
Yeah. You know, I was the longest running host of that show. And we're bringing Showtime at the Apollo back. I've been taping it all summer. And then I just finished up taping the rest of it in November. It's coming back. And it's still nasty. The Apollo audience, they not playing with you.
No, you're absolutely right. I agree.
So when you come to the Apollo, Bruno, that's the proving ground. You know, everything else is good. But it ain't nothing like the world-famous Apollo Theater in Harlem, New York. Because when you do it there, you can go anywhere. You like right now, you in Chile. See, this easy. Because your ass was at the Apollo.
And no booing tonight at the Apollo on TV, Steve. None of that. No,
because he's going to let them have it.
Yes.
Hey, man, let's talk about this because you got a Las Vegas residency that kicks off in December at the Park Theater at the Monte Carlo Resort Casino. You're going to be there for New Year's Eve, too. This is your second residency in Vegas, right? What can the fans expect when they come see you?
In Vegas, it's not a tour show, you know, so we get to get a little, you know, I'm a little looser up there, and we playing covers. We kind of just having a, you know, it's a different thing. On tour, I'm playing my album, and, you know, I want to give fans that show up, you know, a little bit of just albums. But in Vegas, see, I can just hop on a plane real quick, get to Vegas, take a shot of something, and, you know, I don't know what's going to happen on stage. So I'm hoping that that's entertainment for the people showing up.
Yeah. Yeah, it will be, man. But I appreciate you so much, man, for staying true to it, man.
Thank you, Steve, and thank you for all the support, man, that you guys have been giving me. I know you guys playing my records, and I want you to know that means a lot to me. Thank you guys so much.
I can't even tell you, man. For an old school cat, listen to you, dog. Listen to me. I got a condo in Miami. I wake up without no damn jammies. That's my line right there. Boy.
That's what I like.
Uh-huh. That's what I like.
Boy, do you hear me? That line mean more to me. Because if I was 30 with this money I got now, I'd have a damn condo in Miami. Wake up every morning with no damn jammies.
And somebody on
dog, somebody different in there every night.
Steve.
I'd be going to hell gleefully.
So don't forget, let's talk about tonight, Steve, on CBS.
All right, y'all, listen, tune in tonight. It's Bruno Mars, 24K Magic, live at the world-famous Apollo Theater. It's only on CBS at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. Bruno, man, we love you, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, man. Love y'all, too. Appreciate everything.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Bruno Mars.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. Bruno M.F. and Mars.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, here we are. You've asked all of us. You started at $20 million, then you went to $15 million with us here on the show. Now we have to ask you, what is that number of millions or billions even that would make you walk away from everything and never work again? Junior?
$200 million. You walk away?
No.
Carla?
I think he'll walk away for $1 billion.
Yeah. That's
straight
out of
here.
The magic number, $1 billion.
I think that's his number.
Because it used to be $20 million. I'm just saying.
No, I wouldn't walk away for $20 million. There's certain things I would do for $20 million.
You would still be working.
$20 million. Oh no, not for $20 million. Mm-hmm. $1 billion, though, out.
I think that's how this all got started. What's the difference between $1 billion and, let's say, $500 million, a half a billion? What's
another half a billion?
But you're
simple math.
See, $1 billion, I can talk to you any kind of way I want to.
I'm telling you, slapping people when you talk to them.
Can I just say this, though? Really, though? You pretty much do that now.
No, well, No. I talk to people, but it ain't how I really want to.
So take that and multiply it.
Yeah. Now, $1 billion, I'm gone.
Now
I'm out. But now, before I go now, three days before I retire, I'm going 48 hours straight on social media with just bathroom, lunch breaks, and three naps.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we're going to see.
That's all. I'm going to go to lunch, go to bathroom, and maybe a couple of naps.
So what what are you going to be doing? But
for 48 hours, uh-huh. I'm going on social media right before I retire and responding to everybody.
Why do you need to do
that's
that?
That's the show you want to be at.
For $1 billion, though?
But dog.
Who would care at that point? Yeah. I mean, why would you do that? Yeah.
Oh, just no. Because it's some stuff I've been had. I had a hole in because I'm famous.
You know,
I'm not going to carry this information to my grave. No, I'm not going to do it.
Oh, it's like that.
I'm not going to take this stuff that could be ulcer causing and all that with me. No, yeah. I'm not carrying
raising
this
your
no
blood
more.
Pressure, all of that.
Everybody that want to ask me anything or make any more statements about that damn visit up to Trump, anybody want to say something about any damn thing?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, I got something for you.
For 48 hours.
For 48 hours. And I'm not only going to be tweeting, Instagramming, I'll be verbalizing it live on XM Radio.
You done got
you couldn't
XM
do it on
radio
this
show for 48 hours.
Yeah, I'm going to buy it.
Steve, you don't watch that show, Billions. I don't know if we brought this up to you before, but the lead character in there is a guy called, his name is Bobby Axelrod, and he is a billionaire.
Yeah, I saw like almost a season.
Okay, so did you see the episode where he said, what is the point in having $1 billion if you can't? Yeah, what's the point in having F you money if you can't tell people F you?
Hello.
Yes, Bobby.
So
yes.
That's who you are in real life.
Yo, damn face.
I don't have F you money.
Yeah.
No, we don't.
But
do.
I do have. You can get the hell on money.
All right,
you got
now.
That? You can
I ain't
get
got
F
you
money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I ain't got F you money, but you can get the hell on. I ain't got the head.
You got get the hell on money?
Yeah.
That's a lot, too. Get the hell on.
No.
Depending
on
who you saying it to.
Because my daddy said it was 60,000.
So you clearly. You've reached your goal.
Yeah. You can get the hell on from over here with that.
My daddy. Said it at 42,000.
I wish we could have met your dad, Steve.
Man, my daddy was on pension and said it.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny. On Social Security and said it.
Yeah. Grandmother said it on Social Security.
Now, dude, I got what's called watch yourself money.
Oh, okay.
You know, people talking to me, I go, hey, my man. Watch yourself. Careful.
Okay. It's warning. It's warning.
Yeah. It's called watch yourself money or keep on. Keep on.
Oh, keep on.
Keep on.
Okay.
Keep on, him.
Keep on.
You know, I'm gonna let
what
you say
it
a couple
you
more
got,
times.
Because I don't have it. I don't have that threat money.
I have excuse me.
Shirley, you got. I got to be here next week, money.
Yeah. Yes.
excuse me. What did you say, money?
Pardon me, money.
Pardon me.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. Pardon me.
Pardon
I'm so
me.
Sorry. I didn't mean that.
I got that. I'm here at work, money. I'm here. I'm here.
Then you got that. I apologize, money.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Yes.
I didn't mean to say that.
I lost my mind.
What kind of money does Tommy or J. Anthony Brown have?
Well, Tommy HR. You know, he half rich. Uh-huh. So he got look like money.
He got what money?
It's called look like money. He do just enough to make it look like he got money.
I say look like money.
He got look like money. All them used ass cars.
But everybody, Steve, is really, you know, I mean, when you look at it, you're a paycheck away from poverty.
Yeah.
So you can't be just.
Absolutely.
Get the blank on all the time.
Yeah, that's the world in which we live right now. You're exactly right. Yeah.
Really.
Absolutely.
Has some sense.
Well, but
about
since you're just a paycheck away, on your way out, might well let him have it.
We back at the job.
What about Jay? What kind of money does he have?
Jay got scary money.
Like what?
Because he might come, he might not.
It don't matter to Jay.
Yeah.
There people down
very
in,
comfortable.
People down in his bank just be looking for him. You think he coming this week?
Gotta keep it real.
That was interesting. That was an interesting conversation. I like that.
Oh, you're $1 billion. I'm gone.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
I knew you were gone. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Bill, we know that's your number. Yeah, a billion.
What's your guy's right name, Steve?
Huh?
From Amazon. He made $100 billion.
Is he richer than Bill Gates now?
Yeah, Bezos mm-hmm. or Bezos, whatever his name is, Jeff Bezos.
Is he richer than Bill Gates now?
I think he is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think he's past Bill Gates now.
Once you get up in there, it don't really matter.
No. Yeah. All right, we'll be back right after this with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here's a question, guys. We're coming up on the holidays. You know, you're going to be spending money buying gifts, things like that. So here's a question. Do you have to discuss, if you're in a relationship, do you have to discuss high-priced purchases with your significant other? All right?
Yes.
So remember yesterday, or was that the day before, I think, I told you guys about us going to Vegas with another couple, and they got into a huge argument about overspending, and it was very uncomfortable for Ernesto and I, very uncomfortable, because they said they were going to leave, fly back, all of that. Mm. Because they were arguing over money. Because
really?
they were in a serious argument over this. They made up, of course, and it was a fun trip. But have you guys ever experienced that, Steve? Do you have to discuss purchases with Marjorie? Do you guys have a budget?
I mean, we do, mm-hmm. of course. You know, we talk over expensive items. You know,
how long that conversation?
Huh? It was very short.
2 minutes.
I'm buying this.
You know, that's her,
and that's Marjorie. I love it.
Decision been made. Steve, I'm gonna buy this. Is that okay? Well, baby, I was thinking. Well, I ordered it. It's not here yet, so think about it. Really?
Give her what she wants, Steve.
Then
I love
next
it.
Week. It's here. Did you decide?
It's over, though.
Because she could say, well, I could send it back. And, you know, that's when she gets you. That's the, that's when it starts
well,
tugging.
Well, if you don't really want me to have it, okay. I'll just tell them it's okay.
Yeah, they can come on out here and pick it up then, I guess.
Shirley, okay. Shirley, you got to discuss it?
Huh?
You and Nesta, you got to
discuss
it?
No.
He just don't know.
Yeah, that's what Shirley did.
He found out when Shirley weighed in it.
He doesn't mind, though. He really doesn't mind. He doesn't care. Mm-hmm. He doesn't mind.
Mm-hmm. Shirley trunk loaded. She got
her
a special compartment under her trunk. She done took her spare tire out of her car.
She don't need
that's
that.
All. That's a shopping bin.
She has a flat. She in trunk.
She in trunk. She in flat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she took all that out the car. All that storage area.
Are those new shoes, honey? Mm-mm. Been here.
Man, one time I got to the car. Mm-hmm. And I'm finna go play golf, right? So I get my golf clubs. I pop the trunk open to throw the golf clubs in the trunk.
Right.
It's just loaded.
But
Hermes and Roger Vivier. Just loaded.
Why do we do that, though, as women, Carla? I don't know.
Well, I have an amount because they didn't ask me, but I have an amount. I have to run stuff by my husband. I can't just be wilding out like that. I get the phone will ring.
How much?
Have you lost your mind? So the amount is $1,000. I have to get permission on from the spending.
Oh, if it's $1,000 or over,
yeah. Not be $1,100.
Oh.
Let it be $1,001.
And he checks with you on the same thing for the same thing.
Uh huh.
Well, wow. That's good.
Yeah. Whatever works for your family, uh-huh. But I mean, if we have these goals that we've set, you just can't be wilding all the time.
So what you're saying to me, as a woman to woman,
yes,
you don't have any shoes hidden in your trunk or in your closet. Is that what you're saying to me, your girl?
Allegedly, I am.
Yes, I know. I know better. Okay, we love shoes too much.
Man.
And the bags that I pull off, rip that tag, bad this boy.
Right, and Steve and Junior are not buying this at all.
No, we're not.
But $1,000, I do have to place a phone call. Yes, I do.
Hey, well, every time, though.
Every time, yes. Now, I may charm him and get what I want, but I do have to run it back.
My wife ain't asked me to buy a stitch of clothes. Not a
$1,000?
I ain't got one phone call. For not now, nothing.
All right, coming up, we're going to tell you the latest Grammy nominations.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, the Grammys were announced yesterday, and Jay-Z, congratulations to him. Jay-Z nominated for 8 honors. Oh, my God, Ooh. Including album, song, and record of the year. Wow, big, congratulations.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. Speaking of Jay-Z, Jay Farrell was going to be on my show today.
Oh, yeah, the comedian.
Oh, man, y'all have got to see this dude.
Did he do Jay?
He nails
I've
it.
I've never
he nails it.
Seen
he can
anything
kill it.
On this show in 6 years like this dude right here.
Wow, he with his boy. Impressions. Uh-huh.
Listen to me, man. He did everybody right there, man. He was killing people.
Eddie was my favorite.
Man, he did Eddie Murphy.
I love
man.
His Denzel, just, too.
Like, he did Denzel.
Yeah.
He did Kevin Hart.
Oh, he got Kevin down, too.
Wow.
Man, he did me at the end. He did stand up and did me. Yeah.
Was it good, Steve?
So let me tell you something. It was off air, and he was messing with the crowd. Somebody said, do Steve. He started doing me. I thought somebody playing a tape.
Really? He was that
dead
good.
On.
Wow. Oh, funny. Wow. Well, congratulations, to Jay-Z with his 8 nominations. Also, Bruno Mars received 3 nominations. Childish Gambino, also up for major awards. Record
Red
of
Bone.
The Year. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Record of the Year nominees include Jay-Z's The Story of O.J., a song about blackness and managing money that also references O.J. Simpson. Bruno Mars hit 24K Magic. Kendrick Lamar's, I love it, Humble. I love it. Song. Sit down. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Childish Gambino's Redbone. Cardi B. So happy for Cardi B. She had one of the year's biggest hits with Bodak Yellow. You know, those money moves and all of that. She earned 2 nominations. I mean, really, this is her year, bar none. Congratulations going out to Cardi B for sure.
Love her.
She earned 2 nominations. Best Rap Song, Best Rap Performance. The Rap and R&B Heavy nominations, which include numerous Black and Latino artists, came after the Grammys were criticized earlier this year. Remember that? When a lot of people felt that Beyoncé's multi-genre Lemonade album should have won Album of the Year over Adele's 25. Even Adele said it. I mean, come on
She
now.
Said it that night. Yeah.
So much fire burning in my heart.
Don't start singing that one.
I don't want no body from the start. Out here slaving.
Rolling in,
this hot sun.
Why every time we say Adele, he got to
I'm so tired ever since the day he begun. Out here smelling got so rotten. Out here sweating, picking all this cotton.
Why are you so crazy? My goodness.
Is slavery coming back? What? Why is this song here?
So the Grammys are going to air. This will be their 60th anniversary. The Grammys will air January 28th on CBS.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go. Last break of the day, guys. Just one more thing. This is a new Christmas trend. I haven't really heard of this one, you guys. People are hanging their Christmas trees upside down. Have you guys seen this?
Yeah, Target is selling a tree. I saw this.
But why is the question, right? It's been a strange year, and now a new bizarre Christmas tree trend is here. It's called upside down trees. It's as weird as it sounds. A Christmas tree hanging from the ceiling, fully decorated, or sitting in a stand on the ground, completely upside down. The trend has been all over social media. Apparently, people like them because they better showcase the ornament. As in, they don't hang down and get lost in the bushy branches. Now, not only is an upside-down Christmas tree a creative change from the norm, but it leaves more room for our presents by putting the narrowest part of the tree nearest the ground. What? Mm. What?
Can't do that with my tree, baby. No, sir.
You can't hang it upside down? Why?
Hang it from where?
The ceiling. That's what she just said. That's what.
You know the kind of tree I'm going to have.
No, tell us.
I tear all the damn ceiling out of my house, man. No. And then, here go. How you gonna water the tree?
Obviously, it must be artificial trees.
Okay, because
so.
A real tree, you can't keep it watered.
Yeah.
Right. So it must
And I'm going to have a real tree. I'm not doing an artificial tree. That ain't happening. Nothing wrong with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's I'm committed to a
you
certain kind of tree.
Yeah, because you pick yours years in advance. Yeah.
And I needs that.
You want the one that they have in the mall.
You doggone right. You doggone right. You ain't got to give me nothing else. I want a mall tree at my house, period.
But I like the fact that you're so into it, though. That makes me happy that you're so into it, the tree and the tradition and all the festivities.
We had to get a new dude. I met him yesterday at the house.
What happened? Okay. What do you mean?
Well,
you sound a little mad.
We don't use the same person that decorate the tree.
Mm-hmm.
We had to get some new people. We out in L.A.
Are you upset, Steve? You sound a little ticked. What's going on?
No, we had to have a little talk, though.
Do it. What happened?
You're mad at the tree decorator for
what happened?
Well, you know, don't come in here, not understanding what's required.
Well, what's required?
What happened?
So he went into this long explanation about what Marjorie want on the outside of the house, and she's mad he's drawing sketches and la, la, la. Hey, partner. I ain't got nothing to do with all that. I'm talking about the tree. That's going to go soon as you come in my house.
Yeah.
Well, we're here to measure the area to make sure it fits. It's going to fit.
Because that's the one you want.
No.
Touch it.
What are you so mad about, though, Steve?
Well, you know, we got to find an area to put your piano. I don't care where the piano go. You can put it outside.
The piano outside.
I don't give a damn what you do with that piano.
Yeah.
The star of this show is the tree.
But are you talking to him aggressively, like you're
explaining
it?
Yeah, because, he a little, a little too soft-spoken for me. You understand me.
What does it matter how he speaks? I don't get that. But well, anyway.
Little understand. Voices don't bring big trees.
So you wanted him to feel you.
What I was thinking of doing, Mr. Harvey, after speaking with Marjorie, something, we're going to do multiple trees. Say, man, I don't give a damn how many trees you bring out here. It's one tree I'm concerned with.
I bet you scared him. I bet you did.
The star of this show.
How should he have sounded, though, Steve? I mean, what would have made you more comfortable?
I like them country-ass people you use in life. Mr. Harvey, got a tree coming. It's going to be right around that size you need. Now, we're going to clear out. We got to clear out some things. Might have to cut a branch off or two. Because we're going to get this thing in here. It's going to damn near block his whole doorway.
Yeah, that's the
That's what I'm used to. Now I'm out here in L.A., this little soft-spoken dude. I've drawn a sketch. And is this something that'll just go right through the door? Hey, man, this ain't got to go right through the door. I got another door in the back open up. I'm swaying wide open. Uh-huh. We can come through there.
Mm-hmm.
You miss your Georgia tree people, Steve.
So we can use the rear door with the double door. Dog, listen to me. Don't buy no tree to just fit through this damn door right here.
That ain't damn.
Dog, if this tree fit through this door right here, it's going to be a problem because I'm going to be on the other side waiting on you.
Disappoint me if you want to.
Steve. You missed the Georgia tree people.
Get the Georgia people, though.
No, I tell you, now listen. You got about 10 fellas going to bring it in. And, all we're going to need is some water when we get through. That's all. We need water.
You are so special.
I got to give them something to drink. Is this tree heaven to hell? I'm going to tell you something right now.
It's what?
It's heaven to hell. This tree heaven to hell. Now, when we bring it in there, watch out. Hey, widen it. We may have to take the doze down. That's what I'm talking about.
You need that.
Yeah. We going to stabilize it.
Stabilize?
Got some cables coming. Keep on tilt. Now, I don't know who you got doing this, Mr. Harvey. Going to have to put at least put a gallon of water in there every day. Because it's going to be drinking. It's going to drink this damn water like it's a mule.
Like a mule?
So this tree drank water like a mule.
So, new guy. Let's hear the new guy again. I want to
in California.
We're hoping that we don't want to scuff the floors. We're going to put down some padding. And we just want a nice, even layout. We don't want to have to cut. We don't have to do anything like that. It's just be such a nice. It's going to be a nice tree. It'll be beautiful.
Okay. Georgia guys. Come on.
Back in Atlanta, though.
Take us home with the Georgia guys.
And I heard that you like the tree. a little snow on it. Need everybody back out the door. Because, I mean, this son of a bitch going to be a treat now. That's the type of tree we going to have.
Tree, we got to go home.
Take care of yourself. We'll get more about this tree tomorrow.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.